Texte numéro 70. Number of severely lonely men over 50 set to rise. The number of men over the age of 50 suffering from severe loneliness in England will increase to more than 1 million in the next 15 years, research based on government statistics has revealed. More than 700,000 older men already report feeling a high degree of loneliness, and with the population of older men living alone predicted to swell by 65% to 1.5 million by 2030, the impact of isolation will spread, according to advice and support charity Independent Age. Men with poor health, low incomes, few qualifications, and living in rented housing are hit hardest by loneliness, which Independent Age defines as the feeling of not liking isolation. Mother Teresa said it is the worst disease that any human being can ever experience. This matters because loneliness is actually a health risk, said Janet Morrison, chief executive of Independent Age. If you allow people to suffer from loneliness, it has the equivalent impact as smoking 15 cigarettes a day and is as big a risk as obesity. According to the report, which calls for government action to prevent the worsening of a largely hidden crisis, the problem is worse for men than women. More older men experience high levels of social isolation, and almost a quarter of men over 50 have less than monthly contact with their children, compared to just one in seven women. Nearly one in five older men admitted to having less than monthly contact with friends, compared to one in eight for women. On Monday, Independent Age will call on the government to tackle loneliness among retirees by providing pre-retirement advice on retaining and developing social networks, and for local councils to step up efforts to identify lonely people. Morrison said the impact of loneliness is particularly hard on widowers because they have often relied on their wife for their significant relationships and also as a gateway to wider social circles, only going out with their wife and relying on them to manage the social and family diary. This was supported by John, a 73-year-old sufferer of loneliness who lost his wife in 2009. The house was always full of kids, he said. Women keep the family together and people rally around them. When women die, people drift away from the man left behind. Loneliness is a killer. You can't cure loneliness. It's something I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. The most important thing is that we take responsibility for ourselves and prepare for old age, said Morrison. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2014.